I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
All right, you guys, welcome to this week's episode of the Temple of Hoop podcast. I'm your co-host, Coach Maples, a.k.a. Jay Mapes, here as always with my dog, my bro, Kings. What's popping?
Man, fun games today, man.
Fun games.
Fun games.
You know, we take our medicine on the Temple of Hoop. we re-rock it with the homie Templeon, where he got to get his lick back after last week. He came in and stood tall when it looked ugly. And he called Celtics in seven. Reek, what is going on, my boy?
What's the word, man? Appreciate y'all having me, bro.
Oh, don't come here with that humbles. Here you go. Like you, bro.
I got so many. We can go right into it, bro.
Yeah. So obviously, you guys know the big news: the two blowouts today. The first one, Reek's Boston Celtics handling the defending champion Milwaukee Bucks at home, win by 28, going away. They fell down by 10 early, and then they caught their footing, and it was a wrap. Just a nasty business from the Bucks backcourt. On top of that, I feel like that's the best I've seen Giannis defended since the old school Miami and Toronto days when they had the Kawhi and the wall personnel, special defense. Reek been calling it all season that the defense is generational. Reek, get it off, man. Go ahead.
Bruh. All right, first off, I get Middleton wasn't there, son, but I'm not trying to hear none of that when niggas is picking them, bro. Excuse my language.
You're right.
So
that's fair.
Middleton wasn't there. Bro, when we lost Rob, bro, people made it seem like we lost Hakeem Olajuwon, son. Like, nah, bro.
I remember you said that, bro.
Because I'm like, we need Rob. I'm just like, the teams we need him for, we don't have to face no time soon. So it's like, our new defense was crazy. There's nobody on the defense shorter than 6'4". Everybody play. We can shoot. We can do everything you need. And then when we beat the Nets, I'm like, all right, we shut down Kyrie and KD. Garden Drew is going to be a crazy breeze, bro. Garden Drew and Grayson Allen. And it is, they are who I thought we were, bro. Like, they're a really good team. It shouldn't have went seven. It went seven because the Bucks, you know, they got a championship pedigree. But we just better than them, bro, like top to bottom. Giannis being Giannis is the only reason why they could win games.
And y'all held him in check, man. It was 25 and 20, but 10 for 26. Only six free throws. You guys kept the fouling down, forced him into five more turnovers. He almost had a triple-double, finished with nine assists.
But after that first quarter, he shot 4-16, man.
Yeah, just nasty. In general, again, the Celtics just beat down the Bucks at the three-point line. Today, another one, 22 of 55 from three. Milwaukee 4 for 33. You talking about plus 54 at the three-point line. You know, I know people don't want to make the game math, but it's hard to overcome that, man. And they only shot 16 free throws. So the Celtics shot 22 of 55 from three and shot two more free throws. Just, you know, there's no way to overcome that.
They let average shooters shoot the threes, whatever. That's cool. But aside from, like, the splits in the season, you can't leave wide open corner threes, bro. Like, if you want to leave the wing, whatever, public key, but wide open corner threes is crazy. Not for, like, game one, two, okay, cool. But when they went in game seven, you can't bank on, oh, they'll just miss. Like, that don't make sense. So, I don't know. I don't know what Bud was trying to do.
Kings, what was your take on the game and in the series in general?
Man, disappointed again by the supposed shooting of Milwaukee. Didn't show up, but he let 40% shooters shoot open threes. come on, bro. Like, why? Like, I saw them close out on Marcus Smart more than I saw them, you know, try to close out on Grant Williams. I just don't understand. Like, at some point, you got to think to yourself, okay, Grant Williams is killing us. Can we switch defenders? And whoever's guarding Marcus Smart, can Brook Lopez go guard Marcus Smart or something and make him have to, I don't know, maybe hit mid-range jump shots? Like, I don't know, bro. Like, maybe take the guy you want to rim protect and put him on the shooter. That's terrible. I don't know what else to say, bro. You're leaving 40% three-point shooters open, bro. Like, that math is not going to work in your favor. Like,
yeah, I remember. Yeah, I remember before the series started, we both alluded it was just going to be, a math problem. You know, how the Bucks defense works.
Yep.
Heavy drop. They're going to let your percentage shooters, you know, take threes, but, you know, very slow closeouts. They encourage that, and they got burnt today. It was just like you said, man.
They've been getting burnt all series. Yeah, like, remember that game one? When they hit 18, I was like, there's no way Boston going to do that there. And they kept doing it. Doing it every game damn near.
Like, you know, Tatum 5-for-9. They let Grant Williams got 18 threes up, man. 18 threes up.
Okay, see, look, that one, I'm like, all right, they going to adjust. Like, they was daring them to shoot wide open, bro. Like, so sometimes, like, I get coaching, like, bro, if I'm a player, aside from you guys run drop, if I'm a player, bro, I'm not trying to hear Bud. Like, bro, I'm not leaving him wide open, bro.
Yeah. Every possession,
like, it was, I think in third quarter, our first 13 shots was all threes, like, wide open threes, bro. Like, yeah, I don't know. Too. Giannis really him, because that team and that coach, bro. Nah, Bud shouldn't have a job, man. He shouldn't have a job, bro.
Speaking of that, just, you know, well, it was a rough start for Ime Udoka. Man, just talk about, you know, from where the Celtics started and getting to the conference finals, man. Just how do you feel about him? You know, he seems like he might be a long term guy at the head coach spot, man.
All right, so as soon as Brad stepped down, I already knew he was going to hire a black coach. That was, like, the first thing, because that's all he talked about before he even left the job. But I wanted Darvin Ham. No, I wanted Stackhouse or Darvin Ham.
You want Stack?
Yeah, I wanted Stack, because that's all he did with the G League Raptors and all that. And
okay.
So I'm like, okay. Then I got Udoka. I'm like, I don't know who he is. And then him being on Brett Brown's staff and the Nash staff, I'm like, yeah. Whatever. But then the way he talked, bro, like, as soon as his first press conference, he was like, oh, they were a trash assist team. We getting that up. We're going to switch everything. We want to put the ball more in Jalen Brown's hands. Just saying all the right stuff. So, okay, cool. And then the first 20 games was just terrible, because, like, we would blow leads. And then his post-game comments would be like, yo, this team's mentally weak. We need a leader. I'm just like, bro, you just got here, bro. You have no track record, nothing. Who is this guy? But it worked, bro, because after every game, Tatum and Jalen, the leaders, would be like, yo, we like that type of coaching. So it worked. And then, so we were 25-25. We've lost 9 games since then, bro. Like, we haven't had back-to-back losses since January 16th. Like, he's just him, bro. He's just I don't know what to say. He's already, like, got a case to be the best physical coach in the league.
Man, I thought of, you know, you the first person I thought about, because we're about to switch over to this next series. And I thought about the way the Suns played game 7, the way the Bucks, the Celtics played game 7, and that tweet you put up about Monty. I'm sorry, that's an all-timer.
Man.
Like I'm saying, I respect all black coaches. Just Reek is just a fool, man. But I just remember your whole rant about Monty Williams, man. I know you was feeling vindicated, man, after today.
This is my thing. Let me get in him, man. I get it. The principle is a great. Like, everybody treat the ball. Everybody feel equal. This is the playoffs, bro. This is the playoffs. All right, let's watch this. If with the Lakers last year, Vogel was killing them until they got hurt. Mike Malone was at a disadvantage. Ty Lue broke his jaw. They got hurt, though. They won. They played Bud. Bud broke his jaw. This year, Willie Green broke his jaw. Like, he's getting out coaching every series, bro. He does nothing. He doesn't have a script, bro. His offense is mid-range. Not just a good mid-range jumper. Not the B.I.P. pick and roll type jumpers. He wants the tough falling down midi or a corner three. That's not basketball, bro. Then Aiden got picked first overall. He got benched today in a game seven at home. He got benched. That's all he said. It was an internal decision. What are we doing here, man? Come on, bro.
I think Aiden,
terrible coach.
You know what? I think Aiden realized, man. He been, you know, not complaining, but like he's been hinting about wanting a bigger role.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's a contract year, and the way they went out, he know he lost some ducats this series.
I told Kings last year they treat him like a stepchild. They say, "Yo, we gonna give you only five shots, but we want you to guard 1-5.
Yeah.
We want to get all the rebounds." That's just not how basketball works, bro. And that's the Chris Paul issue. Every single Chris Paul ever had, he used him like a sponge, bro. Yeah. Every single time, it just DJ them that had the talent to make it look the same, bro.
Right. Before we officially switch, I gotta just one thing. That game six from Tatum is going to end up being an all-timer because they were on the ropes. They were on the ropes. And I think just that whole – he broke their spirit with that game six performance on the road. 46, looking Giannis right in the eye. Giannis was on that night too. So, man, I got to say –
not even just a game six, though, bro. It was the fact that he choked game five. Like, no ifs, buts. He choked game five.
He got to get back.
You know what I'm saying? So, for him to do that in game six – when Giannis, like you said, had it going, like when we shouldn't have, that's what it's about, bro. Like that's why I wanted, you know what I'm saying, KD in the first round, just so he could see. I didn't want, you know, Chicago and we could just run through them. I wanted him to know this is how it's supposed to go, bro. And then that game six was, like you said, was that's all time stuff. Then to come out today and have it going and still able to, That's how it's supposed to be, bro.
Yeah. So I gotta ask before we move on to the other conference. Tatum is the blank best player in the league. Tell me right now.
I'm gonna say this: the only definite players I got over him is Bron, Jokic, and Giannis. That's it. You can make arguments, whatever, but
you got Bron still.
You got Bron still. Bron at his peak probably still, but Bron day-to-day dominant.
It's just Giannis and Jokic, but this playoffs has shown Bron and Dame are different, bro. When it comes to, look at all these small guards in this playoffs, bro. There's Dame, no, it's not even a thing. Bron different, but Jokic and Giannis. Jokic, MVP, every night he's the problem, and then Giannis. But, bro, he's having 28 a game, 7 assists. He's playing both ways. Win ECF. He's carrying. Like, at some point, bro, like, I get it. Some days he shoot, like, 1-for-30, whatever. I get that. But
the playmaker came along. So
I wouldn't say he carrying, man. Jaylen Brown hooping.
No, yeah, definitely hooping. But it's like, when, like, that game six, bro, when you see, like, Jaylen is for what he is, great. I love Jaylen. But you, it's a clear, like, all right, we want you to do this. But right. Tatum, handle all of this, bro. Like,
he's the best.
A clear hierarchy right there.
Of course.
And so, yeah, I got him. Matter of fact, we're doing third in the world, man. We're third best in the world, man.
Me and King's top 10 list going into the next season going to be crazy because it's
a lot of dudes dropped. Somebody in the number one jersey dropped too, but I'll wait for that.
Man. Woo.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
All right, moving on. Other conference, another beatdown in a conference in a semi game seven.
R.I.P.
Man, this saved my day, man. I'm not gonna hold.
Did y'all have finish in the series?
Yeah, but I was happy to be wrong. You know,
I said Phoenix and seven. I didn't want them to win. I just did it.
The Mavs go into Phoenix, absolutely mollywop. The Suns, old school mollywop, 123-90. Nasty game from Phoenix. Both stars, both their star players, pretty much, you know, ineffective. Brunson, 11 for 19, 24 points. Luka, 12 for 19, 35 points, 10 rebounds. Dinwiddie, 11 for 15, 30 points. Dallas shoots 19 for 39 from three. Man, just a nasty, nasty game from Phoenix. We got to cover this. First of all, just this game in general. Were y'all shocked at all what you were seeing?
Bruh, I picked Mavs in seven.
You did. I brought you did.
But, bro, let me ask y'all a question. Y'all been watching ball longer than me. Have y'all ever watched a team who was, like, come into the season with the clear favorite all at home? They choked from jump ball, bro. Like, you can see the whole team pissed down their leg, bro. Like, everybody was choking from jump, bro.
I think for me, it was the fact that they did this at home. Like, I've seen Game 7 beatdowns where the road team just gets destroyed. But, you know, they're on the road. Home team, role players, and they threes. Like, Phoenix was at home. Phoenix was at home, and they came out like this. Like, I couldn't believe what I was seeing, that they were able to – that the role players, nobody had enough pride at home. You know, Biggs had a great point. Those fans should get their tickets reimbursed. That was a pitiful showing, bro. Like, absolutely. That was pitiful, bro. That was pitiful.
Let me ask y'all this. I was talking to the homie about this. And Mabels, I want to know your perspective because you coach. Do you think the fact that it went seven and they bring like, yo, we going seven with this Mavs team, that's when they panicked?
Nah, man. I said it like Kings, man. Like the deeper a series goes, whoever has the best player has the advantage.
Yeah, everybody.
Sure.
Yeah.
And it was like, and it's like, you know, and it's clear who Luka was clearly the best player in the series. Like they,
for sure.
Like I got nervous for my pick when they were just losing games because nobody from Dallas got on an airplane with Luka to Phoenix. Mm-hmm. That was the only reason. Like, it was like, if anybody I saw before, I said that.
Yeah, remember, like, I said he just needs one body.
One body. He got two tonight. If he just had
two,
one body.
OD.
Yeah. If he had two, just somebody to travel with him to Phoenix, then the Suns would be in trouble.
My thing is, bro, I don't even like doing what ifs, but like, after that Pelican series, bro, it was clear, like, yo, this team is not ready for this.
Yeah, I agree.
You tweeted it. If CJ McCollum would have had a pulse and a heartbeat and legs and a brain and eyeballs, they would have won that series, bro. Like, the fact that, like, again, respect to B.I., the way he effortlessly was smoking them, I'm like, nah. Like, I know he a crazy shot maker, but no, bro. He's having a bite. Nah, it was like, okay, this is bad. And then Jose Alvarado was like legit making Chris Paul like work. I'm like, yeah, bro, this is not good, bro. Like, Herb Jones made a name, Larry Nance. Like, this isn't good, bro.
Yeah, I got a question. So there's always been this theory about the wrong matchup, possibly, you know, wearing you down. Did Chris Paul get worn down by the Pelicans, in your opinion?
Sure.
Yeah.
More than worn down, though. He gave us all in that game. What was that game he couldn't miss? Those two.
Game six, the closeout game, 14 for 14.
He was cooked. He couldn't do anymore.
Okay, yeah. That's, you know, I think that there's something to that theory.
He gave us all.
Yeah. So
the issue was when the book went down, because then his workload went up.
Yeah.
Both ways, too.
Yeah, so I got to ask. So, obviously, there's not much to cover with this game. They just got, you know, stomped. Not much to get into. Man, there's, like, with the Bucks, you get it. Like, Middleton was out. You reload, try to get a couple more athletes to, you know, trying a couple vets chasing rings, add them to the fray, shave some fat. Ibaka's cooked. George Hill, he has to have something on Bud while he keeps re-rocking with the Bucks. But Suns are different. Chris Paul's 37. Aiden's in a contract year. He was not happy after the game, per a few sources. Did not even speak to the media. Only played 17 minutes. Monty Williams said it was internal. Where does Phoenix go from here? Because you look at it, he was like, they got, you know, Bridges young, Book still young, Aiden's still on rookie contract. That changes. He needs to be paid. Cam Johnson's coming up to get paid, extension eligible. He's going to get paid by somebody. I think Phoenix got to decide they're going to match that. Cameron Payne turned back into a pumpkin this year after last year where he looked like when he looked nice.
Oh, bro, I forgot about that.
So, you know, where does Phoenix go from here?
Chris Paul's gone.
You think so?
Nah, he's not.
I think he's going to try to do a pull of what he did in OKC, go mentor Cade, go mentor LaMelo, go any young team who, like, need a point guard, go help them. Aiden's gone all the way. He's gone.
Yeah, Aiden's gone for sure.
And Cam Johnson's gone.
Yeah, I think the best thing Phoenix can do, they got to try to sign and trade Aiden for something. You can't let that go for nothing.
I was saying this. They have to call Portland and sell them on getting Aiden, sign and trade, and get Anthony Simons back.
Something, yeah.
They got to try to – but this is my thing, though. It can't even pull, like, the whole – remember whenever I pick all this talent card, because it's like, look how y'all play him. Why would I believe he can be something else if y'all just won 65 games and didn't want to play him? But also, it's like, it's tough because when you look at the West teams, bro, Book would be the best player in the series against only Minnesota. And that's going to Anthony Edwards leave. Like, all the West teams, best player, Ben Book.
I think the Suns going to keep CP3. I think the goal for the Suns is that they think they can replace Aiden with any regular rim rim runner. They have his rights. He's a restricted free agent, so they could just match any contract and keep him for and shelf him for later if need be. So they're gonna sign and trade him. Like, that's guaranteed. He's guaranteed to get signed and traded.
So I gotta ask you, does it go bear? What about a go bear?
I think it can't be go bear because Sarver's cheap. That's the problem. Okay. He don't want to pay nobody. I gotta get a guard
for Aiden, bro.
Here's what I think. I think, you know, obviously they're gonna let Aiden test the market. The Pistons are gonna obviously come in with an offer. Like, that's their Pistons are gonna come in. They have cap space. Aiden Young, he fit the timeline. They're gonna offer him as much as they can. Phoenix will have to match it. So they'll let Aiden know, hey, we're gonna match this because we're not gonna let you walk for nothing. They're gonna be like, where can we send you? And that works with us, it works with you. And I think he ends up going to Charlotte or Gordon Hayward,
that's my
PJ
wish.
Washington, and picks. Because then what they can do, they can use Gordon Hayward as that third tertiary playmaker that can take stress off Book and CP3. His contract's up in 2 years. They can get PJ Washington so they can move Bossman 99 off the roster and play a pseudo small lineup with PJ at the five potentially against some teams, and then use the picks. That's it.
I'd ask about Rozier before PJ. I need a guard. Rozier.
I don't think they can ask about Rozier because they're keeping CP3. If they were losing CP3, I would say yeah.
But Rozier been low key.
Would we do that trade with them? Would we sign a trade with them?
I just know Rozier been playing crazy the last 2 years, low key offensively. It's like, man, I was like, this can't be real. Then I watched Charlotte. He's like making all these crazy shots. It's kind of crazy.
Nice, but slam game. I don't know, but they kind of cook, bro, because, like, bro, they just don't – they got to change the play style first and foremost, bro.
I agree with that.
They won't. As long as CP3 there, they won't.
They can't double down again
with this spam middies corner. They can't do that again, CP3, bro.
Yes, they will.
You think – see, this is my thing, though. Him being good this whole season, like, made them feel like – like, if he was trash this year, I think they would have changed it, though. You know, I think him being good this year tricked them.
I feel like that's why they're going to go for that Horn. Because I think with them, first of all, they're not going to sign trade in conference. That's not happening.
That's not happening.
So they're going to look to our conference. So when you look at our conference, who are teams that potentially they're going to try and pay for Aiden that they're going to send something want? Like I said, Charlotte, I think, has good package. Another one, a dark horse one, could be Atlanta. You know, sign trading Capella and like maybe Bogey, or you know, I think that's another good one that they may look at. You replace Aiden with Capella, and then you also get another wing guy that you can play off. That's an offensive player. That's because Mikal Bridges is not an offensive wing. He's inconsistent. He's not a consistent offensive wing. So I think Atlanta, I think Charlotte, I think they give them a good chance. Outside of that, it's going to be hard to find a team that's going to give them something that helps them actually. And that's not in the Western Conference. I think those are two important things that they're going to be looking for.
You think Aiden is that caliber of player where we can't trade him in conference? You think so?
I mean, do you want them to trade him to the Mavericks?
I'm just saying it's a situation where he's not like that type of elite player. You just take the best deal regardless. You know what I mean?
I guess if the Kings, like if the Kings say, hey, we'll send you this, they'll probably do that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's the Kings,
but you don't want to send him in the West because, like Kings just saying, whoever you go out, like the matchups with him is, you know, like it's gonna be a good team wherever you.
Yeah,
it's just tough, bro, because like Mikal Bridges, bro, he doesn't do anything, bro. Two playoff runs in a row. He averaged like 10 and defensively didn't do anything to anybody, bro. Like, he doesn't.
That's why they need a Hayward. That's why they need a bogey, bro. They need that.
That 30-point game he had on the Pels broke my spirit, bro.
I was like, bro. 2 years, averaged 11. Like, this is like Aaron Gordon level in Covington, bro. He doesn't do anything, bro, on both ends.
Right, so.
Hey, AG rebound, man.
AG rebound. DPOY, we just saw Ingram average 30 on him, and then we just saw Luke at 35 on him. Like, bro.
That regular defensive metrics, man. Mikal Bridges is another example of how that is all. It's phony, bro. You got to look at how these guys are sitting, how these guys are sliding. I think the thing with Mikal, like I say, he got a lot of deflections. He gets a lot of steals. He was also on a good team that won a lot, that played good team defense, so his numbers popped. And then he's also long, so people just, you know, he's long. He gets steals. He gets deflections. He's active. So people think that, oh, he has all the traits of a great defender. He does the stat. He has the stats of a great defender, so he must be the best defender. But then when you put him on the island, so yeah, he can't move his feet with nobody. He's too small.
So
he's too
bad, speed, bro. Like, so bad. Cause it's not strong. We'll have 35 and 13. He just got like 8. Like,
think about this. Paul George with no Kawhi exercised his demons on him.
Bro,
overcoming his playoff woes, bro. He went in against Mikal Bridges with no Kawhi and was still looking good.
Hey, man, I'm going to have to tell the homie Swaby Keys to skip this 5 minutes of the pod, man. He's going to be.
Yeah. Now, hold on. I got a bunch of people with them, too. Him and Haiti, bro. All year long, they was running these. Monty's the coach of the year. They're going to try to. This, everybody against us. We believe Suns. And then they was down 40 today. And they decided to tweet like, oh, well, it was a fun season. Nah. Not doing that, bro. We're not doing that. We're not doing that, bro. Because I'm going to be one of them. That run, shit was fake, bro. Yeah. That was fake.
So before we close it out, let's preview the conference final. Let's go back out east. Your boys taking on Miami Heat, number one seed. I'm thinking the conference finals, you know, the seeding doesn't matter with teams with this much experience. You know, this is, I think, Tatum and Brown's second or third conference finals. They've been on deep playoff runs before. They've won big road games. They did. They actually won, two or three games in Milwaukee? Three. Mm-hmm. Two out of three games in Milwaukee. So just tell me who's going to win and how many games, and we'll go from there. Who do you got, Reek?
I got us in six, but I guarantee you, game one, we're going to get smoked badly. Like, bad. It's going to be so bad. It's going to be bad, bro. They gave us a day off. The style of clash is going to be super, super different the way they play. We're going to get smoked game one, bro, like bad. If we don't get smoked, I'll be shocked. But I got us in six. We're going from, like, just – I just don't see how they're going to be able to score on us, bro. Like, I get they got actual shooters and all that. That sounds good and fine. But until – I have to see Jimmy Butler do what he's doing right now on us, bro. I need to see that, bro.
I was just about to say, so we talked about Jimmy, great playoff run last week. You alluded to him having some very favorable matchups on paper, but he still has to make shots and make those plays. So I'm looking forward to see if Jimmy can keep that going. Because I'll say this. The Lakers defense was all time in the bubble, and he was giving them all. Sure. So Jimmy, he's definitely capable of sustaining some things. But you got Boston in six. So here's my thing. So I also picked Boston in six. My thing was, the only issue is Spo is going to throw way more exotic defenses at, you know, the Jays than the Bucks did. Bucks, we're going to sit in this drop. You're going to have to make threes to beat us. You made them. You beat us. See you next year. Spo, I think the Bucks may have been a better team, but I think the Heat have a way more versatile.
They're going to switch everything.
Right. So,
I want a lot of smoke, man.
Yeah, so I still think Boston. I just think both teams are prone to going ice cold on offense. I just like Tatum's shot making more than Jimmy's over the course of a series. So, I think you guys are going to win in six.
Is Kyle Lowry playing?
Huh?
Game one? Is Kyle Lowry playing game one?
I mean, I'm not going to be disrespectful and say it helps Boston, but I've seen how that dude looking in the playoffs.
Does it matter?
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Because I'm saying, like, we already seen it this whole run. To beat us, bro, you're going to need a scorer and then somebody who not scared to shoot the three, bro. Like, okay, not even just scared, but like who gonna take those tough shots. Like, even like Drew was asked this series, the shots he took though, that put pressure on us, bro. When people
I'm just saying, like, your defense is so elite. If Kyle Lowry's out there hampered, it's not a help. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but the drop off from Kyle Lowry is like the Vincent, the Gabe Vincent's and the Strus. Nah, we're not doing none of that, bro.
Yeah, I mean, but Tyler Hero, man. Hey, Dave, we about to test King's theory. King said he did not believe because Tyler Hero's relied upon to score. Kings, we about to see if it's real or not, man. We about to see if Tyler Hero's real or not.
It's not real. It's not real.
Hey, we go to the finals, Kings. What's happening, man?
You have to go to the finals again. If Tyler Hero, a team with Tyler Hero as their second consistent scorer, no. And Kyle Lowry's contract is absolutely garbage.
Jesus, I get my revenge too, bro. I want to get such the bubble, man. I've been waiting 2 years for this, bro.
Man, so
it's gonna be a tough six games, I think, because like I said, the Heat are gonna defend better, but the Heat offense is not. Yeah, I mean, everybody talks about the Heat. You know, they hit a lot of threes. That's how their offense.
They shoot like trash in the playoff. But go.
And then the Celtics. You know, the Seas aren't gonna give them the open threes that the Bucks would have gave them. That's another thing.
Yeah, I think the thing about the Celtics in this era. Where it is, it's just the defense is generational because they lead the NBA and the lack of quality threes they give up. Like, you go shoot threes, they're going to be contested or with some pressure on them. I think that's a late shot clock. And I think that's the best thing about the Celtics defense. Those guys fire out and rotate like no other team in basketball. And I think that's
the series just like, Spoh's going to do his thing. But my thing is just like, bro, the pressure that after going from Kyrie and KD, the pressure that Giannis put on. Everybody is, bro. It's not even going from him to Bam and Jimmy is not even the same thing, bro. And the pain is like, we can get layups again, bro, without having to see Brooke. Like, it's just a whole different thing, bro. Like, Giannis is that's a crazy player, bro.
Yeah, so
cool on all that.
So we all got Celtics and six, right?
If we don't beat the Heat, bro. If they lose this series and don't make the finals, my hot take is Jalen Tatum never making the finals together. Period.
I got to see what the Bucks do with their roster, but I think they're set to continue. Obviously, there's a lot happening on player movement
for sure. But like this right here, bro, this is their third one. The matchup is big. This is it, bro. Right here, make the finals, son.
I got simple. You.
Make the NBA finals, bro.
So going out west, let's break down this series. This is weird because the Warriors were either sitting people or Curry was out all four games. They played against the Mavs. The Mavs won the season series 3-1. I was looking at it earlier. Hardly anybody played. There's like no film of full squads to measure against each other going into this.
Wait, I thought there was on that one game when the Warriors didn't score for like 10 minutes.
No Draymond.
No Draymond.
I think the realest thing I read is that kid is going to try to mimic that Ty Lue defense against Curry and try to make other guys put it. The wild card for me in this series is going to be Jordan Poole, because one thing kid is going to do, he's not going to let what I love about Jason Kidd, he's not going to let your best gun beat him. He's going to make Jordan Poole have to put up 25, 30 points again. And Poole does. Jay Kidd's gonna shake his hand and say congrats, go win that chip. What do you guys see as like a key part of this series? I'll start with you, Reed, then King. What's the key part of the series for you?
This is the first series in this whole little run. Like, Dwight Powell and Kleber better show up, bro. They have to play. Because like, we already seen it, bro. Looney, he just a playoff dude. That's just Draymond is, I mean, he looked bad last year. We saw why, but like this series. Because Luke gonna get his. He's gonna kill Wiggins. Sorry to Wiggins, RP him. He's gonna kill Wiggins. The centers and Spencer Dinwiddie better show up, bro. Because Finney Smith and have to be. He gonna be in hell too, trying to guard and chase. See, it's a crazy thing because they played Utah, who had no movement at all. The Suns' movement was limited, and then now playing the Warriors, like Finney Smith has to chase Clay and Poole and all. Like, I want to see how they guard that, bro. But so. Dwight Powell, Cleaver, and Dinwiddie, like, better show up. And they have to win. They have to win a road game in this series too. They can't wait till Game 7.
So my thing is, so the Dallas plays is all their bigs can, you know, to shoot, the ones that get a lot of minutes. How do you see Looney having to operate, having to close out in space like that? That wasn't an issue, you know, last year. They were going to let Jared take the threes he wanted.
When I saw Looney guarding Kawhi and Harden, all those, like, he's just a playoff. He's just different from the playoff, bro. He's just different. The Warriors' injuries is crazy, though. They missed GP2. They missed Otto Porter. I think Iggy. So that's going to hurt because they're a stupid team with these turnovers and all that. So I won't see how that go. But
that was my – before I passed the keys, that was my next point. They turned it over like they did against Memphis.
Yeah, they're going home.
A long series.
Yeah, they go home and do that, bro. His defense – that defense way too good for live ball turnovers. Plus, if Luka get it to where it's not set, yeah, he's picking you apart, bro.
Kings, how you what's the keys to this series for you?
Man, the key is gonna be. I think the key is gonna be how good does Jalen Brunson play? Does he make Steph and Poole have to guard? Because you already know the defense attention. Draymond help side is gonna be like a hawk on Luka. They're going to put Wiggins on him. I think they're going to try and put Klay Thompson on Brunson. And Jalen Brunson is going to have to – if they don't put Klay Thompson, they're going to have to put Curry. They're going to have to put GP, JP. So he's going to have to take advantage of those guys, make them work on defense. And then he's also going to have to defend. He's also going to have to defend. That's the thing. Him and Spence got to defend. The guard defense, I think, for Dallas is a big key for Dallas. I don't think – they need the bigs as much. I think that the stretch bigs need to hit their shots for sure, because Dre's going to be helping a lot. But I don't think they really need their bigs to outside of rebound. They just need to hit their shots. And like you said, you're gonna try and take away Curry. I mean, I think every team at this point is going to try and take away Curry because, one, you can. As long as they play Draymond Green, you can always play 2-on-1. So, one, you can take away Curry. And two, it's like he's the engine. So if you take away Curry, you're going to have to make Klay make smart decisions. You have to make JP make smart decisions. I think every coach is going to live with that and be in the ball game. I know it gets Mar upset because you have people say Curry's washed. He can't do this. And it's like, Brad, he's 34. He can't shoot over his man and Draymond's man every game and have good stats. but you know, that's how Curry wants to do it. He loves Draymond. Draymond is going to be a crucial part to their defense. So Curry's just gonna have to find a way offensively.
Y'all think we'll see Draymond guard Luka in this series?
Nah, he's gonna be the help side. It's gonna be Wiggins. I think it's gonna be heavy dose of Wiggins. I think you brought up a good point. That's where they miss Andre and GP because they could have been more of Wiggins. I think Draymond might spell Wiggins here and there, but it's gonna be mainly Wiggins. And I wouldn't be shocked if they match Wiggins' minutes to Luka's minutes.
Right. Man, so we got that on the table. Let's talk about predictions. I'm going to say Warriors in 7. I think this is a long one. I got Warriors in 7. Reek, what you got?
I got Warriors in 6 because I feel like they can win a game in American Airlines. Okay. I just feel like, bro, like at some point, that team that we saw this year with the Warriors, that little – when they had that stretch, that team's somewhere in here still, bro. I need to, like – it's somewhere in there. Because in the Nuggets series, that was not really
– man.
And then Memphis series, they couldn't – like somewhere in there, I need to see that team that was the clear best team in basketball. Like, it has to be somewhere. So is Steve Kerr coaching game one?
Yep, he's back. Clear today.
All right, bet, yeah. But I'll say this, though. If Kid makes this go 7, bruh, like the Luka can say he's the best player in the game, bro. And you'd have to just like accept it, bro.
Yeah. I think me and Kings, I was like, he damn near headed there.
he's crazy, bro.
I think it'll be Warriors in 7. And I say that because I just liked how way Dallas has played the Warriors this year. Every time I've tuned in, I know they've missed guys here and there, but if the Warriors had GP, if the Warriors had, with Otto even and Dre, I would have been like, all right, this is gonna be Warriors in 6, you know. But missing those guys, having to work Wiggins so much, man, Luka's going to have he's going to beat him a lot. He's going to force the help to come, and he's going to find his guys. I think they're going to hit, they're going to hit their shots. I think Brunson's going to give you some big games here and there. Spencer might give you a game. I think they'll force game seven. But, people always say when it goes to game seven, you always take the team with the best player. I think this year Luka has been the better player because he's performed consistently. But, I mean, Steph Curry's not Booker. Steph Curry's not CP3.
Yeah.
I mean, so if you're going off the body of work, Steph Curry is better than Luka off the body of work. So that's – if it went to game seven, I would definitely feel comfortable picking Steph Curry and Klay Thompson in the game seven. Like, I would have no qualms about that at home especially.
For sure.
Yeah, man. So we got – Reek said Warriors in six. Me and Kings have Warriors in seven. So we all got a Warriors-Celtics finals, huh?
I told you, unfortunately, I'm going to be depressed. I already went after this round, I said I was going to be depressed. I already knew I was. All right, man.
We believe.
Hey, man, y'all should have drunk his milk, man. He probably would have, too many smoothies for that boy, man. Could have helped
out. Oh, man. Go ahead.
I was going to say my optimal finals is Luka winning the chip, but that's a pipe dream.
Oh, I cannot have that.
I'll leave Twitter, bro. I'll leave Twitter for 3 months, bro. I can't do that. I'll leave Twitter for 3 months, bro. I told y'all, Kings, I told y'all. You LeBron fans, I told y'all. Them Luka stands going to run the same play that y'all ran all the years. The first to do this. If Luka makes the finals at age 22, bro, they're going to run the same play.
Bro, it's going to get worse. People going to be like, man, if he didn't play the Clippers, he'd have been three straight finals.
Yeah, that's crazy how he's undefeated. He hasn't played the Clippers, bro. Like, people was trying to give Kawhi and PG flack for getting pushed. Like, 77 is a difference.
But you see, honestly, I ain't even worried because it's like, yeah, that I would rather that happen, but I know they're not going to win. So it doesn't,
bro, not just undefeated by the Clippers. He's averaging 34 a game.
He got some insane playoff numbers, bro. It's like he's up there with Mike, bro, with playoff averages.
Bro, he cracked the code on scoring for right now. So
right.
Like, so, if the jumper falls, bro, you lost. Straight up. If his three ball fall, you lost.
Make sure you follow the homie Teflon Reek on Twitter. Make sure you follow at its Kings, bro. Myself, JJ Maples 55 _ MST. We will be back Wednesday breaking down the first couple games of the conference finals. It should be big fun. Man, y'all be safe, man. That's it. We are out of here.
Yep, sir.